Welcome back to Texans Huddle as we continue our conversation with quarterback Brian Hoyer. Now, Brian, his wife Lauren, and their two children have moved here to Houston and have wasted no time getting involved and embedding themselves in the community. And as we continued talking to Brian, he couldn't be more excited and is looking forward to where the team goes from here. You know, now that you're here and you're kind of going through it again, do you get to a point where that, okay, let me just not have to battle for once. Let me, you know, kind of feel sort of comfortable and then
I think
it would be easier to worry about your game then?
For sure. I think, you know, when it's all said and done, I am a human being. I mean, you whether you read it or not, someone you know is going to relay information back to you. So you kind of, you know, you try to block it out as much as you can, but you are a human being and it is something that, you know, crosses your mind from time to time. But in the same sense, like, until you have proven it and you've earned it, then that's the situation that you're in. And I think, you know, for me, the way I look at it is, you know, I probably shouldn't even be here now. I'm undrafted. I finally got a chance to play. I tore my ACL. You know, so for me, every day I go out there is an opportunity I try to take advantage of and I'm thankful for because, you know, I'm going on my seventh year in the NFL. Had you told me that the day I didn't get drafted, I would have said, no, I'll be selling, you know, insurance by the end of the year. So, you know, I cherish every opportunity I have to go out there and play. And all I'm looking for is that opportunity to go out and prove it. So, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, the Texans gave me that opportunity and they believe in me. And that's all I can really worry about.
You're an athlete. You've obviously, you're confident in your abilities. You know, you have to know or you wouldn't be here.
Sure.
Given the opportunity, you're going to get out there and be successful. So having said that, when you are in that position and knowing sort of a little bit about this team now, what you've seen, what do you think and how do you think what you can bring to the Texans? How does it translate out there?
I think for me, you know, being in a system that I really believe in, that I learned my first 4 years in the league, really, I think kind of the first offense or system you're in is the one you really buy into the most and you know, really feel the most comfortable in. So, you know, I've been in a lot of different offenses since then, and this is the one by far that I feel the most comfortable in because really, you know, it's what I was forced to learn and forced to really believe in my first, you know, 4 years. And what better offense to really, you know, put your trust and faith in than this one. I mean, it's proven year in and year out that it's going to be successful. So I think for me, that's a huge part to come in, be comfortable in a system that I know, you know, help the other guys out, even though I'm technically the new guy, you know, some of these new receivers and stuff, how routes are supposed to be run, what we're thinking as an offense philosophically and kind of implement that. And I think, obviously, being a quarterback, the leadership role is a huge part, which I think Ryan and I have both done a good job. I think our teammates see that we're in command, we're in control, we know what we're doing. And I think, you know, when your teammates see that, they really buy in and believe in you. And that's a big part when you're out there playing.
And that quarterback competition officially kicks off on Saturday as training camp begins. And we will be with you every step of the way with 15-minute nightly recap shows at 10 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Southwest. That's going to do it for this week's show. We leave you now with a look at JJ's visit to the YMCA.
What? What do you want? I'm right here. I'm making play. How can I get in? I want to get in. How do I get in? We're going to form two lines. One line right here, behind this beautiful girl right here. One line behind her. And one line right here behind my man in the Texans cap. It's going to be an agility drill. I'm going to throw you the ball at the end. You're going to shuffle around this, turn and run. And then come out here and look for the pass. Got it? I threw some bad passes today. I'm going to watch the film, assess it, and we'll see if I can get better for next practice. Go deep. Sorry, that was a terrible throw. I am bad at this job. I'm a terrible quarterback. I just chase him. 2 feet running, not hopping. So it's like, good job, good job, good job. I like it. Nice. Good job. I wreck the ladder every day. Keep going. Beautiful. Good job. Good job. Now we're going to face sideways. Two in each. So sideways. Two in each. Beautiful. 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 Oh, overcoming the untied shoe. Yeah! We did it! All right! Nice! Beat the heat on three. One, two, three. Beat the heat. Good job. Grab some Gatorade. Do your homework. Eat your vegetables. All the stuff you don't want to do, you have to do it because it's going to be the right thing in the end, and it's going to help make you successful in the end. Y'all know the whip and the nay nay. Move my body?
No, no.
Don't move my body. Don't move my body. I can't handle you guys. Whoa, whoa. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Oh, oh.